You're just in time for Homeowner's Helper, brought to you by Shoemate Air Conditioning and Heating. Now, here's your host, Marty Jones.
Hey, North Carolina, I'm Marty Jones, and you're listening to the Homeowner's Helper here on the new 620 The Buzz. Happy Saturday morning to you. Thanks for tuning in. If you've listened to the Homeowner's Helper, you know we're here to help you with your home. If you haven't, we're here to help you with your home. Doesn't matter what your problem is, all you got to do to get us involved in helping you solve it is pick up your phone and call us. 919-860-6200 is our number. If you've got a honeydew project you'd like to attack today and you need a little advice on how to get it done, we can help you. If you'd like to take advantage of the mistakes that we've made in the past, and we've made a bunch, got a lot of experience as a result, we can help you share that experience. If you're working on, in, under, around your house, it don't matter what it is, we can help you figure it out. If you're looking to buy a house and you need to find a good real estate agent, you need to be able to sort the wheat from the chaff and figure out where a good real estate agent comes from and what that actually means, or maybe a good contractor, we can point you in that direction too. We've gone through and sorted the wheat from the chaff. We know who's got insurance, who's got a license, who's going to stand behind what they do, who's going to call you back. To get the advantage of our experience, all you got to do is pick up the phone and call us at 919-860-6200. And this morning, we're actually joined here in the studio by one of those contractors we sorted through a few years ago and decided was definitely the wheat, and that's Pools Plumbing. We got Dwayne Holloman, Joe Favera, and Bob Poole himself sitting in the studio. Welcome, guys.
Good morning, Marty.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in today. We appreciate
you having us.
Coming in, like I say, I've been recommending you guys since we've been on air here in Raleigh.
And we appreciate that.
And, we don't take who we recommend lightly. We pay attention. As I've told you before, we made a point of making contact with Joe and getting your information when we were first bringing this show on and making sure that you're well-regarded with the Better Business Bureau and that you guys have been in business for a long time, that you stand behind what you do for your customers and you take care of people. And that's the kind of people we want to be associated with. And I can tell you over the last few years recommending you guys, that's exactly what's happened. So, kudos to you.
Thank you, Marty.
Folks, if you need a plumber, if you got a question for a plumber, if you've got a faucet that's been dripping and you don't quite know how to solve it, if your toilet's running, if it's flushing itself, if it's not flushing at all, if you need a little help getting that solved today and you want to make that your honeydew project, pick up your phone and call us. We can walk you through how to solve that problem. If you've got a drip in a shower pan, if your garbage disposal's not running right, any kind, if you got a hose bib that freezes and busts every year and you don't know why and you don't know what to do to solve it, we can tell you. It's pretty simple. Just call in and 919-860-6200. These guys can definitely walk it for you. Now, it doesn't just have to be plumbing. If you've got a problem with your roof, if you've got water in your crawl space, if your house got struck by lightning this week like so many did when the storms came through.
Well, wasn't that a bad storm that came through?
Yeah, Thursday night I got a half a dozen phone calls in the middle of the storm from people who were saying, hey, my house just got struck by lightning. The fire department's on the way, and can you send me somebody to get my air conditioning back running as soon as the power gets turned back on? Yeah, it's like, wow.
Can't blame them for that.
Well, it's been an interesting summer.
Right.
So if you want to talk about your air conditioning, if you're having air conditioning woes, between Mike Shun and myself, we can probably answer a couple of those questions for you. We know a little bit about air conditioning. Are you ready, Mike?
I am.
I mean, we all know that this is really your show, and we're all working
it
for
is.
You.
It is. Just stick to the script that I wrote, and we'll be all right. Hey, no plumbing jokes. Just three against one in there. I don't want to have to come in there and try to save you.
You're usually the one who make the disparaging comments.
That's right. That's right. But I'm on the other side of the glass.
Yeah, you got the door locked?
It's always locked, man.
I think we can still get to you.
Well, folks, anyway, any kind of question you got about your house, any help you need, we'd love to help you. 919-860-6200. Now, guys, I'm interested. We all know the economy has been kind of up and down.
Right.
Home improvement industry is up and down. I know you guys did a lot of home new construction work for a while residentially, and that's not up at all. That's all down.
No, that's unfortunately taken a pretty severe hit.
So I'm just wondering how things are going in the plumbing business these days.
We've gotten a lot of response by advertising. We're running a couple of TV ads, radio ads on 99 The Buzz and 620. And we've gotten a lot of response from that.
Yeah, I think people are now more than ever trying to figure out how to find somebody they can count on. How to make darn sure that they're spending every dollar they have to spend for home improvement or home repair wisely.
Well, we believe in, you know, our new motto or our motto has always been plumbing done right the first time. But it's just a situation where we want to make sure that we get the customer satisfied and get their problem under, you know, under control for them.
Well, you know, I know you guys want to take care of people when they need a plumber. But, you know, this show is about helping people try to do things themselves.
Sure.
Cut down on their out-of-pocket costs when they can.
Mm-hmm.
Let them take advantage of your experience and my experience in ways to maintain their home. I try to tell folks every week on this show things that they can do to keep their costs to a minimum. That, you know, home maintenance issues that they can take care of themselves, minor home repairs, and even major home repairs if they're up to it and have the tools and so forth.
Right.
You know, there's obvious things I think that you guys can probably advise our listeners on, you know, that can diminish their likelihood of having to call you. And those, you know, whether we like it or not, include things like grease and kids' toys and toilets.
Right.
And, you know, female hygiene products and different things that,
exactly.
that right. you know, cause problems in the plumbing. Mike, you got something you want to add?
No. No, I'm good, man. The female part of it.
You're
threw
not
me off
touching
a little
that
bit.
One, Mike.
Yeah, it threw me off a little bit, man.
Well, Mike, I know you've worked around home improvement for many years. We've worked out at various places where you have to deal with plumbing issues.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, well, I'm sure you have some experience here that you can share. If you'd rather do that than have these guys talk about it, by all means.
No.
We would like for you to cover that
subject,
Mike.
Yeah. You know, I was a maintenance engineer because we don't like to be called maintenance men. And for a long time, and I did have my fair share of that in the commercial end, which is terrible. But anyway, get back to your stuff.
let's well, move to water heaters.
You wrote the script, dude. I mean, you not want me to talk about what
no,
you wrote?
No, you didn't.
Here?
You didn't go the straight line. You curved a little bit.
Okay, we'll talk about some things that Joe homeowner can do for themselves with the water heater. Fine, if that's where you want to go. Who out there do you think actually drains their water heater? Periodically flushes it. How many people, Dwayne? I know you're working out in the field dealing with plumbers or homes every day. How often do you think Joe homeowner actually flushes a water heater?
Not very often. I'd say probably 5% of the people out there do.
If ever.
Exactly. And most of the time, when you mention that to the homeowners, you know, it's actually the first time they've ever even heard of something like that.
All right. Well, let's talk about that a little bit, gentlemen. You know, let's face it. Folks, whether you realize it or not, the water that comes into your house, while you'd like to think that it's perfectly pure and, you know, distilled water virtually, you know, with no sediment in it, no minerals in it, no potential problems since it's coming from the, you know, municipal water system, or even if it's coming from your well for that matter, you know, it's got sediment in it invariably. It's got various minerals in it. And these things all get in the bottom of your water heater. And what do? They form a...
On gas water heaters, it forms a barrier between where, you know, the flame is actually at the bottom of the water heater trying to heat up the tank, and now it's got to go through the sediment to actually get to the water to heat it up.
And, you know, sometimes I don't know what you guys' experience would be, but I've actually looked in water heaters and seen 6 or 8 inches of what looks like limestone,
mm-hmm.
you know, and really a sand and calcium and magnesium, mm-hmm. and it's all formed a nice sandstone lump in the bottom of the water heater.
Exactly.
And so, folks, what happens and what you should be doing is at least once a year, and I don't know, you guys are the plumbers, what do y'all think? I always say at least once a year it needs to be flushed.
I think once a year would be fine.
Possibly even more if you're on a well, just depending on what your water quality is, but at least once a year.
A lot of times a well pump will pick up sand off the bottom of the well. And have that come into the house. And so in that case, it would be much better to go ahead and do it 2-3 times a year.
Why don't y'all tell our listeners how that process runs? It's fairly simple. It's not too difficult.
Okay.
You want to walk them through it, Dwayne?
Yeah, sure. You know, your basic tank heaters, you're going to have a drain valve at the bottom. Depending on where it's located, you know, you want to connect a garden hose to it. Make sure that you keep the water running on the valve on the cold side, which will shut off the water to the heater itself. But leave that open, and you want to open. There's a pop-off valve at the top of the heater that's normally stubbed down to at least ground level or into a pan. But it's got a tab that you release to a halfway point and open that valve at the bottom. And just let it run through a generation cycle. What do you say, 30 minutes or so, Bob? You know,
I would say 15,
good half hour.
15 to 30 minutes, something like that.
And folks, the one thing to think about is make sure you turn off whatever the energy source is on that water heater before
Absolutely.
You drain it.
If it's an electric water heater, I would recommend going to the breaker and turning the breaker off when you're draining the water heater. You can actually leave the water pressure on and just open up the drain cock at the bottom, go out into the yard, look and just visually look and
see it's running clear.
Until it's running clear, and then shut the source off. You know, shut the
boiler drain
off.
I always tell folks, and this is just my personal experience with it. I always tell people to turn the heat source off until they have flushed it.
It's the safest thing.
Because, you know, God forbid somebody lets the water level get down.
Exactly.
Gets a little confused and doesn't turn off the hot out of the tank, turns off the cold into the tank, and you drain
burn
it out.
You can burn up a heating element pretty quick.
Yeah. But, you know, it just makes good sense to drain your water heater once a year, flush it out. I think you'll get better efficiency out of the water heater. You'll have more hot water available over time, and it'll last longer.
Exactly. Right.
And all these things are really important. You know, another appliance that's in the house that we all contend with and we all think about and deal with is a toilet. Everybody here uses a toilet, right, Mike? We don't want to talk about female hygiene products. Can you talk about toilets?
Yes, we can.
Maintenance engineer.
Absolutely.
So go ahead. Share with us your vast knowledge, because the script's got a vacancy right here. It's a little...
Well, toilets, you can stand, you can sit. They flush. Well, they're supposed to flush. If they don't, that's what we're here for.
That's right.
We're here. You know, how about when they flush themselves? What do you reckon's causing that, Mike? You got any ideas for that one?
A ghost.
Poltergeist, huh?
You run, get out of the house.
Hey, folks, if you've got a toilet that's flushing itself, hang on here, and we're going to get Mike to explain that a little better here in a minute. He apparently needs to think about that some, because he's I doubt most of the listeners have poltergeists when this is happening. If you've got any other kind of issue you want to talk about in, on, under, around your house, we'd love to help you. 919-860-6200. You're listening to the new 620 The Buzz.
Meet Dan Smith, facility engineer for Ajax Incorporated.
My boss damaged his front bumper speeding through the parking lot. He thought he ran over an employee. When I informed him it was just a pothole, he said,
By the way, get it fixed.
Hi, Dan. We're Raleigh Paving, and we're here to help. Don't let potholes in your parking lot slow you down. Pavement repairs and patching is our specialty. Visit RaleighPaving.com and find out more about how we can help manage your parking lot. Raleigh Paving, because it's not just your parking lot, it's your asphalt.
This is Mike Maniscalco, and I cannot wait for the best reality show to hit the airwaves. That's the Cincinnati Bengals. No, not T.O.'s show on VH1 and not Ocho Cinco's show on VH1, but rather the actual Cincinnati Bengals playing football. Why? Because there's so many plot twists in this thing, I might have to go get my popcorn. One, will the Bengals actually be helped out by Terrell Owens and be a good football team? Two, can two prima donnas exist on the same football field? And three, what happens when the meltdown hits? Oh, and it will hit, because history has shown us anything. T.O. can't be happy all year long. I know it's all smiles and happy interviews right now, but here's what we know. When he went to Philadelphia, it started off smiles and happy interviews. How'd that end up? When T.O. went to Dallas, smiles, happy interviews. How'd that end up? When he went to Buffalo, yeah, he played a year in Buffalo. How'd that end up? T.O. is like playing with fire. You know, eventually, you keep touching it, you're going to get burned. And I can't wait to watch the Bengals for when that first match is finally lit.
Be patient, be positive, and ask for help. What a powerful lesson. This is just one of many life-enhancing concepts taught to the kids enrolled in the first T of the Triangle. In addition, core values such as honesty, integrity, and respect are instilled in the youth of our community as they are taught to succeed in life both on and off the golf course.
Thank you, First T. I owe much of my success to you.
Visit firsttriangle.org and make a difference in the life of a child.
SEERAFUEHSPF. Does that sound like an acronym foreign language to you? Hello, I'm Marty Jones with Shoemate Heating and Air. There are lots of terms out there that are not quite self-explanatory. Do you feel like you almost have to learn a foreign language to be able to understand your mechanic or your heating and air guy? If you're looking for someone who can help you successfully navigate the quagmire of information involved with upgrading your air conditioning or heating system, Shoemate can help. We will patiently guide you through the efficiencies, capacities, system types, brands, tax credits, manufacturer's rebates, energy provider rebates, payment options, and all of the other nuances of making an informed decision that is truly in your best interest. The next time that you need heating and air conditioning help, please call Shoemate at 919-662-8040 or get us on the web at ShoemateRaleigh.com. We will gladly lend a hand in helping you choose a comfort path that is best for you. I got no script, Mike. I don't know what to say.
Just say Mike's number one. Thank God he's with me.
Oh, okay. Hey, folks, Mike said it himself, so I'll just say thanks for tuning in to the Homeowner's Helper. We appreciate you listening. We're here to help you with any kind of home issue you've got. If you got a hole in your sheetrock, if you've got ripples in your hardwoods, if your carpet's got a wrinkle in it and you don't know how to get it out, give us a holler. We can walk you through it. It's not that big of a deal. And, of course, if you're got a plumbing issue, today'd be a great day to call. We got Dwayne Holloman, Joe Favera, and Bob Poole, all of Poole's Plumbing, sitting here in the studio. We were talking plumbing, and right before we went to the break, Mike was going to explain to us what makes toilets flush themselves. Are you ready, Mike?
I got a little busy.
So you want one of these guys to do it since they're the plumbers?
Yeah, I'm going to let them do it, you know, because I like to share, you know. I don't want to take all the credit all the time.
Well, I know.
Yeah.
You're really humble like that.
I am, so.
Folks, of course, if you haven't looked at the forecast, it's more of the same that you've seen over the last several weeks. The high today is supposed to be 93, tomorrow 95, Monday 95. I mean, and it goes up from there. Looks like we're hitting 99 a couple days next week again. So if you need a little help with your air conditioning, we can help you with that too. So call us for that, 919-860-6200. Which one of you guys going to tell our listeners why a toilet might flush itself?
I'll take that one. What we've seen when we go to look at these is that the water is overflowing the fill tube. The fill tube is where that tube, there's something that comes off the flush valve, a little tube that goes up from the flush valve over and goes and fills the toilet bowl up. Well, that tube, if the level of water in the toilet bowl exceeds that height, then it's going to go down into that tube and fill up the bowl. And, of course, if you dump any water into that bowl, it's going to create a flushing.
If you take a pitcher of water and dump it in the bowl, it'll flush.
If you take a one-gallon pitcher of water and just put it in the toilet, it's going to flush.
Of course, the way you can overcome that fairly simply is adjust the float height, usually.
It's just adjust the float height.
Exactly. Yeah, and sometimes that's just because a lot of the toilets that are out there either have plastic or brass parts in them. Sometimes the plastic's become fatigued and allowed that float to change height a little bit. Sometimes the brass bar has, over time, just lost a little bit of its tension and bent a little bit. Somebody has made a manual adjustment on it.
Manual adjustment.
Maybe that toilet wasn't flushing as well as they thought it ought to, so they decided to maximize the water in the tank.
Exactly.
And suddenly they've got it overflowing and flushing itself. And then, of course, sometimes it's something simple like, unfortunately, the fill valve has worn out.
Exactly.
And it just doesn't shut off, so it just keeps right on refilling itself and overfilling itself and flushing. Now, you know, I always get a kick out of these calls when people call in because they're always, you know, they just don't assume that a toilet could flush itself, so they're a little anxious. So I think my toilet's flushing itself. It's kind of scary when I'm home by myself. It makes me think somebody else is here.
It's just a piece of porcelain.
Yeah, it's just a mechanical device. It's basic physics.
Exactly.
You get enough water in the bowl. Isn't that how you want us to say it, Mike?
Well, you guys did okay.
Okay.
That's not
anything.
It's not exactly
compelled.
How I would have put it, but yeah, it's
anything
it's good.
You feel compelled to add?
No, that was good. That was all right.
Well,
you get a B for effort, you know. That was all
well,
right.
Well, you know, how about the plumbers, man? I mean,
they get an A.
Oh, okay.
You get the B.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
we appreciate that, Mike.
And, you know, folks, if you don't know, I wouldn't tell you that it's a one-star on a 1 to 5-star job, but you can replace the fill valve on your toilet if you want to. Need a few plumbing tools, need to be able to turn the water supply to the toilet itself off. I don't know what you guys would say, and, you know, I don't want to create any enemies out there, but I would say you're probably better off not running down to the store where you're going to get the really cheap plastic parts. What do y'all think about that?
You can go to Lowe's and get a Fluid Master flush valve, and everything will be fine. Ballcock.
You know, I guess I'm old school. I go to the plumbing supply. I get the brass the brass parts and hope I do it and it lasts for 30 years rather than how long do the plastic parts last, you reckon?
They'll last
5 years,
they'll
10
last
years?
Quite a while.
Okay, yeah, well.
Normally the flapper inside the tank is going to go bad before the flush valve.
And that's not brass, is it?
No. And that's the same thing with, you know, your toilet just automatically flushing by itself. You might have a situation where the toilet just automatically runs. You hear the water run on. And, you know, of course, that's a little bit different than it just flushing itself. So normally that's the flapper that's gone bad inside the tank that needs to be changed out.
Let me ask you guys something. You know, I learned from an old plumber 1,000 years ago a little simple trick, and I like it, and I don't know if it's a good one or not, so I want to know. You know, people say, I don't know if my flapper's leaking because I hear water running, or I don't know if my fill valve's leaking. What I always tell folks to do is to flush the toilet, let it shut, you know, fill and shut off, and then take a lead pencil and make a mark on the inside of the tank. If the water goes above that mark, you know, it means that the fill valve is leaking. If it goes below that mark, it means the flapper's leaking. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
I've seen people take little packet of dye also. You know, if you have any doubt whatsoever that something is leaking, water is leaking from the tank into the bowl, just take a little bit of a dye packet and change the color of the water in the tank, and eventually it'll show in the
bowl.
Yeah,
I always when I worked for my grandfather, I always carried around a little bottle of blue food dye.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and would put a drop or two in the tank just for that reason.
Exactly. Makes it a little easier
folks,
to see.
Folks, let me give you some advice, because I can tell you from personal experience, be very cautious with the use of that dye, because once you turn that water, whatever color you turn it, you put a whole lot in there, because, again, remember, I was young when I was doing this. More is better.
It's great for bachelor parties, man.
Everything turns blue.
Everything turns blue.
So just be cautious with it, and that's all I would say. You know, let's talk about another thing that I hear questions about periodically. A few years ago, it was a major topic on this show for weeks. That's garbage disposals. And the reason it was a major topic, you guys probably remember when the city of Raleigh decided that you couldn't put them in on existing homes any longer, and it would be a $25,000 fine if you did. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
City council? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then they finally rescinded that. So, you know, that made myself and everybody, I think, in earshot of hearing these things talked about, anxious about whether they should have a garbage disposal in their house at all. Why in the world would it be worth $25,000 fine if it wasn't some god-awful, atrocious, disastrous thing that could happen to your plumbing as a result? And so I'm interested to know what y'all think about them, when you think people should use them, when they're good for, you know, okay to have, and when they're not okay to have.
I definitely wouldn't put a disposal on a septic tank system. It adds too much solid waste, and it would cause you, instead of every 5 years to have to pump out your septic tank, you probably need to look at it every 2.5 years if that's the case. Of course, the municipality says that you can't put a disposal on a septic tank unless you have one of those enzyme
injectors.
Injector.
Yeah.
But I just don't think it's a good idea in that case.
Well, now you've opened the can of worms, as it were.
But then just put a bottle of Red-X in your septic and you're good to go, right? Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm not sure what Red-X does. But I've never used it in any of the houses that I've
Come on,
owned.
Man. What's up? Don't you watch the commercials?
Oh, you talking to me?
Oh, yeah, I'm talking to you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking to one of these guys. I was confused there for a moment. I was trying to learn something there during that time.
Just listen to me. You'll learn something.
Okay. I've learned so far that you're a proponent for Red-X. Will you want to explain to us why?
I'm just bringing it up, man. See, what you know, I'm throwing up the ball. I want to see where you guys go with it.
Well, you know, I'm not the professional plumber, so I'm going to hand the ball off.
You're going to hand it off?
Does it work? I mean, is it?
Let me ask you this.
The commercial looks good. Little
the
tiny
commercial,
things.
Man. That commercial looks hot, man. I mean, they got that little circle and all those little
enzymes
little
things are eating
everything.
It, yeah.
That looks great. I don't know what it actually does in your septic tank.
I guess I don't know anyone who has had a problem with their septic tank who only added that product to it and it resolved their problem. I can't, and all the years I've been doing home improvement and working for my grandfather and my father's a plumber, when I was a child and their experiences.
Yeah, but I think they advertise it as a preventative maintenance.
I'm just saying that I don't know that it's a repair tool. So if you're having difficulties with your septic tank, that going out and buying that product and pouring it in is going to solve the problem. I think it may be something to, like you say, assist, you know, in the better breakdown of the solids that are in the septic system. And it may lengthen the amount of time that you have to go before you have to pump that septic tank. But I know usually when people have problems with their septic tank, what do? They immediately call and get it pumped.
And that's the proper thing to do.
And they'll start using these products, and they'll start really paying attention to it and being proactive on it. But they're doing a whole combined effort of things. They're not just using that.
Mm-hmm. Very political answer.
Truthful answer. Would you prefer that I lie to you?
Well, it's okay.
Whatever Mike says is right. Okay, there. Does that make you feel better?
Yes, boy, thank you.
You guys love each other, huh?
We've been arguing and fighting for so long. I mean, we're like a old married couple. You know how that works. You work around somebody all day. You hang around them. I know we spend more time with each other, whether we like it or not, than we do with our wives.
Yeah, I spend way too much time with Joe and Dwayne.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes you might consider quality time, but sometimes not, right?
Right. Exactly. They do a great job.
You can't help it. I mean, we entertain ourselves picking at each other back and forth, back and forth. I mean, it's just how life goes. We got Brenda on the line here in Raleigh. She's got a question for us. Let's talk to Brenda.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. I recently moved into the area where we have well water, and I know this probably doesn't sound like a serious problem, but I'm noticing on my shower, on the dishes, a difference in my hair, and I'm not happy with it. A lot of staining and... is there anything like I can do to
water softener?
Yeah. A water softener?
Yes, ma'am.
What kind of stain are you getting, Brenda? I'm curious now. What color is it?
It's a clear color most of the areas. In the toilets, it turns a different color, but it's really on the dishwasher and the shower. There's just heavy water stains that I did not have in my previous house.
Is it like a white color, or is it an orange color, or?
No, it's like a clear to a white. The orange definitely
sounds
comes
like
around the
calcium
toilet.
Calcium deposit.
Yeah, it sounds like calcium.
Right.
And Mike says he's got this one, so we'll let him answer it.
Okay.
A water softener.
That was real simple.
Yeah, that's the way to go, right? Isn't it you put salt in it?
Exactly. What we need to do is take a water sample to somebody that can test that for you and determine what kind of minerals and you might have iron, calcium, different facets of chemicals in the water. What you might want to do is take that down, have it tested, and then they will advise you as to how many some water filtration systems come in a package of two tanks. Some come with one tank. It just depends on what problem you have as to, what the setup is that needs to be put in place to correct the problem.
Now, a water softener is something that you can do, because I'm a single mom, and I'll be honest, I don't know anything about plumbing.
Brenda, this is not a hard thing. What Bob is telling you is that you're going to have the water tested, you're going to find out what the mineral is that's creating the problem that you have, and then beyond that, you're going to have the person who tests it recommend what type of filtration or water softening system you need.
Okay.
And it could be something as simple as a very basic water filter. It could be more convoluted depending upon the mineral content in the water that you have coming out of your well.
Well, I think what she's asking for is, would you guys go out,
absolutely,
test the water for her, recommend stuff, and then it's easy to maintain after that, right? You just add salt.
Exactly. Brenda, we would be happy if you want to call us at Pools Plumbing. We would be happy to come out and test your water for you and take care of everything for you.
Okay, I'd be happy to do that. I'm assuming your office is closed today. Or call Monday?
Yes, if you could call 661-6334.
6334.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to us, Brenda. Appreciate you calling in this morning.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that's not an uncommon problem in this area,
oh, really?
Unfortunately. where you find mineral problems with water in one form or another. I'm always interested in what color that stain is, based on the fact that usually, you know, if it's orange stain, we know we've got iron in the water,
right.
And that's going to be attacked different than if you've got calcium or magnesium. But, you know, sometimes you can just get that out with a filter.
Exactly.
Right. But, folks, if you've got any kind of issue going on around your house that you need a little help with, like Brenda and her problem with mineral buildup from water, you can call us, 919-860-6200. You're listening to the Homeowners Helper on the News 620 The Buzz.
Adios and welcome.
One of America's favorite live bands, the 2010 Grammy Award winning Zac Brown Band.
I got my toes in the water.
August 11th.
Sand, not a worry in a world of cold beer in my hand. Life is good today.
Time Warner Cable Music Pavilion.
A little bit of chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right.
With special guests, Casey Dreeson and the Wood Brothers.
Every time I'm trying to tell her I feel.
There's more online at ZacBrownBand.com.
You got whatever.
August 11th, Time Warner Cable Music Pavilion.
Free as
tickets on sale now. Buy tickets at LiveNation.com. Hardy's Thick Burger Box Office, Ticketmaster, or charge by phone at 800-745-3000. Lawn 4 packs available for a limited time while supplies last. Get the foundation online or in stores now. Don't miss Zac Brown Band Live. Buy tickets at LifeNation.com.
Suicide is the third leading cause of death for young people my age.
There are an average of over 2,700 suicide attempts each day in our nation by young people my age.
Suicide is silently taking too many young people in our nation each day, and society has chosen to be silent.
We chose not to be silent anymore. Help us prevent the tragedy of youth suicide.
For more information about what you can do to help prevent this tragedy, visit the Jason Foundation at jasonfoundation.com.
Some of the most influential people in the lives of our youth are coaches, either on school teams, rec teams, or even at the local Y. Coaches help mold young people in competition while teaching life lessons at the same time. If you know a coach who's been an exemplary figure in our community and in the lives of young people, nominate them for the Five Guys Burgers and Fries Coaches Spotlight. To nominate a local deserving coach on any level of sport, visit ESPNTriangle.com. That's ESPNTriangle.com.
This fall, great golf is just a short drive away. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina is rolling out the green carpet for golfers with free rounds, free room nights, and more. There's never been a better opportunity to tee it up on some of America's greatest public courses. Check out the Great Fall Golf Specials online at RaleighToMyrtle.com. And be sure to register for a chance for you and two friends to join me, Adam Gold, for a three-day, two-night Myrtle Beach golf getaway. You'll find all the details at RaleighToMyrtle.com.
Hey, look, if your home is hot and you're uncomfortable, it's because not enough was done to insulate your home. My name is Lucas. I own Key Energy Solutions, and we make homes efficient. Your home will be more comfortable, you'll pay up to 30% less for your utility bills, and you can brag to all your friends that you've gone green. We will qualify you for huge tax rebates. We're licensed, bonded, and insured. Call us at 919-264-2674 or check us out on the web at KeyEnergyNC.com. That's KeyEnergyNC.com.
Some voices are more powerful than others.
Ask not what your country can do for
one
you.
One small step for man, one giant leap.
And the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
To your child, there is one voice that rises above all others, yours. Talking to your kids about the dangers of drugs will lower their chance of drug use by up to 50%. Get the help you need at drugfree.org.
Partnership for a drug-free NC in America.
In 1776, Thomas Jefferson penned the words, "All men are created equal."
Touchdown, black and gold!
These are the men who choose greatness over mediocrity, dominance over defeat, and who stand atop the mountain as champions. These are the men of Appalachian State football. And while they have been created the same, they have become a team with no equal. Don't miss a minute of the action this fall. Tickets on sale now.
Carolina, I'm Marty Jones, and you're listening to the Homeowners Helper on the News 620 The Buzz. We're here to help you with all your home issues, you got a problem with your attic, you got a problem with your roof. Heck, if you blew in that foam insulation and you've had it a while, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to know if it's good or if it's bad. I've heard people on each end of the spectrum and nobody in the middle of the road right now. So I'm looking for feedback on that. 919-860-6200. And, of course, we're joined here in the studio by Dwayne, Joe, and Bob of Pools Plumbing, and we'd love to talk plumbing issues with you. So any kind of home issue you've got going on, though, 919-860-6200. And, guys, we're always trying to talk about the common things that we hear on this show. That's what I've been asking you about, the things that people call us or when I bump into them on the street, or they call me at my office and ask me about their plumbing problems. And another phantom thing that happens in houses is water hammer. And I'm not sure why it becomes – sometimes you won't hear it, and over time it'll become progressively worse. But, you know, what is water hammer, first off, for our listeners, if you don't mind explaining it?
Water hammer is created when something like a washing machine or a toilet automatically shuts off very quickly. You know, the device that shuts that water off shuts it off very quickly, and most of the time you see this in a house that's got copper piping or galvanized piping in the house, and either it – one of the things that causes this is the city from time to time goes and ups the pressure in certain areas that they need to be able to service. When they do that, some of the older houses did not have pressure-reducing valves. They did not have expansion tanks, things like that. So it would definitely help to get that pressure under control. I've seen pressure as high in houses as 100 pounds of pressure in the house.
That's high. That's hard on the fixtures.
And that gentleman had hammer arrest problems.
Yeah, well, it sounds like to me he did not have a PRV, right?
He did not have a PRV valve.
Wow. So, folks, in case you don't know, out at your water meter, if you have that, or even at your water pump, if you have that, you have a pressure-reducing valve to reduce the actual delivered water pressure down to serviceable pressure for your house. What do you guys think that normally should be?
I recommend right around 45 pounds.
Yeah,
most of the PRVs regulate it to 35, 40 pounds.
What I've tried to tell people through the years is that if, you know, some circumstances in some houses you might want to allow it to get up to 50 or so, but usually you get over 55, you start having issues or potential for issues like water hammer. And below 30 or 35 pounds, I feel like you may not be able to get adequate deliverable water out of a fixture in some cases. So ordinarily I'll say that, you know, if you're measuring it, your water pressure internally in the house, and it's between 35 and 55, you're probably all right. But when you get to 100, you're twice, you know, safe pressure. Now you're going to start having issues like water hammer. You're going to start having issues with fixtures. You're going to start, you know, valves are going to leak. They're not designed necessarily to operate in the house under that kind of pressure.
Is a PRV, is that adjustable? Can like somebody go out there and if they don't have enough pressure, can they adjust it themselves?
It comes preset, Mike, at 50 pounds of pressure. And you can go and there's a screw on the top of the pressure reducing valve. And the further you drive that screw in, the more it increases the pressure. I think it'll increase it up to about 65 pounds of pressure to 70 pounds.
Now, the good news is, and the bad news is that sometimes those PRVs fail, right?
They do.
Yeah. And, you know, ordinarily they'll fail with higher pressure. Is that not right?
Yeah.
Although I have seen them where they get refuse in them or material in them, and you can adjust them up, you can adjust them down, and the cotton picking things won't give you more than 25, 30 pounds. There's nothing you can do about it except change it out. But anyway, if you have water hammer in your house, you know, like Bob says, it might be that you need to have an expansion tank installed. You might need to check your water pressure. You can run down to the plumbing hardware or the hardware store, to the plumbing department, and get a little pressure valve that'll screw on.
Just put it on your outside hose bib and open it up, and that'll tell you what the pressure is in your house.
And that's a pretty simple thing to do. It's inexpensive. $5 for that little gauge, I think, is about what I paid for the last one I bought.
Exactly.
And you can see if you're having an issue. And, of course, if you hear the thump of pipes jumping in the wall, that's back pressure where the water has turned off and it's, you know, literally rattling the pipes, and that's what water hammer is. There's a variety of ways to attack it, probably the best way, and it's now code that you put in a expansion tank, right, guys?
Yes. Yes, for city water it is.
Yeah, you need to have that expansion tank in there. And then finally, If you don't do that, a simple thing you can do if you want to try to repair it or resolve it yourself is you can run down to the hardware store again and buy hammer arresters. Mm-hmm. Why don't you talk about those some, if you would, Dwayne?
Yeah, hammer arresters can be installed about anywhere. It depends on where the hammering you get on each fixture. It's got to be an accessible area to install it. They make washer machine boxes with built-in hammer arresters, even ice makers. You might have an instance with a refrigerator that causes a hammering sound when it turns on when the ice maker is filling. That's just a matter of putting one on the supply. Most of the time, those are being supplied either off the kitchen sink or behind the refrigerator itself. But like Bob was saying earlier, most of your hammering sounds are going to come from your older houses with copper pipe, galvanized pipe, especially if they're not supported properly. You might have some, loose pipes that have come loose from straps not being strapped in properly. There's several other things you could do, but those are usually the most cases on residential houses. There is your ice maker boxes, washing machines, stuff like that.
Well, you can get those hammer arresters that screw right onto the wash machine connections, and
that's
the,
right.
The wash machine hoses screw right to those. They're pretty simple to install. If you can attach a water hose, you can attach those.
Exactly.
I mean, they're really simple, and that'll do away with the problem. And virtually every case, I don't think I've ever seen them not work. So, that's a fairly inexpensive way to attack it. Mm-hmm. And while we're here at the wash machine box, I guess I got to ask you guys about wash machine hoses. I read statistics that one of the largest or most significant instances of water leaks in houses and water damage caused in houses, believe it or not, comes from burst wash machine hoses. You guys familiar with that?
Exactly. Yes, sir. Yeah.
So, what can we tell our homeowners out there to do to resolve that issue?
Well,
go ahead, Dwayne.
I mean, I would recommend using a braided type steel hose.
The braided steel wash machine hoses?
Yeah, they're a little more expensive, but, it's going to save you in the long run. I mean, my preference is if I, go out of town for a few days or go on vacation for a week, I go to my washing machine box and I turn it off just because I'm afraid of that reason.
Well, I'll tell you, when you buy a washing machine, and we've all living in houses with washing machines in them, just about everybody listening to us is, you open that washing machine and you look down at the tank and they give you them brand new rubber hoses. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. They're free. They're good. They're new. Let's put them bad boys in. The problem with that is I, like you, Dwayne, I'm a big fan of those braided steel rated hoses.
Exactly.
I have never, and I guess there's a, you never want to say never, but in this case I will because it's the truth. I've never seen any of those braided steel wash machine hoses leak.
And even if they did, it wouldn't be a total blowout.
Yeah, it would be a drip as opposed
where it's
to
throwing water up on your ceiling,
Yeah, I have seen those that blow out and just go completely crazy. Let's jump on the phones. We're going to talk to Tim out in Fuquay. He's got a question about a tankless water heater.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I've got a tankless water system run off LP. I've been pretty pleased with it, but I'm hearing about these water recirculator modifications. So my question is, A, is it appropriate to put a recirculator in a tankless water system? And B, is there any downside to installing it?
The only downside to installing, what kind of tankless water heater do you have, sir?
I believe it's a Rheem.
Is it a Rinnai?
That's it, yeah.
A Rinnai. The only downside to putting in a recirc pump is the fact that your energy efficiency is going to go away.
Right. So the trade-off is less water versus LP burning, right?
Exactly. Exactly. If you want to save on your water, a lot of people are going that route because water's precious. We found that out in the drought that we had last year. But it's going to cut down on the amount of water that you're bringing into your house and using on a monthly basis. But the trade-off is that you're going to have an electric bill.
Right. How would you rate that job on a scale of 1 to 5 in terms of difficulty?
We can put a recirc pump on any house. We can go up under the house. Do you have a crawl space on your house?
I do.
Okay. We could go up under the crawl space and at least, take care of running a recirc pump that would include a circuit that would, take care of everything under the house. And then once you've done that, any of the pulls that you would have from that point forward would only be a 10-foot section going up to a shower or a tub.
Okay. All right. Thanks very much.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling.
All right.
Hey, it's not that difficult of a project, but on the other side of the coin, it does require some electrical, and it's going to require some plumbing. And depending upon the plumbing material that you have in your house, you know, you'll have to decide whether you're capable and able to, to work on that. And I guess we need to talk about the various types of materials that there are in the houses, and we'll do that here in just a minute. But, folks, if you've got any issue you want to talk about around your house, we'd love to help you with it. All you got to do to set that up is pick up your phone and call us at 919-860-6200. You're listening to the Homeowners Helper on the new 620 The Buzz.
Rudito's is on your team with a whole family of sports bars in the Triangle, all featuring your Rudito's favorites, great drink specials, live entertainment, and much more. Visit us in North Raleigh at the Rooftop, in Cary at the Sports Deck, or in Apex at the Sports Porch. Plus our two newest locations, Rudito's Grill and Sports Pad at Tryon Village in Cary and the Sports Corner at Old Raleigh Village. Rudito's family of sports bars, where the game is on.
99.9 The Fan and 620 The Buzz present the Hargrave High School Spotlight, brought to you by Hargrave Military Academy, who encourages you to learn the new NCAA rules to make sure your son can play Division I sports. Now, here's your high school spotlight.
In football, Durham Hillside quarterback Thad Lee hopes to make his college decision within the month. The rising senior has offers from many Division I programs, including Duke, NC State, East Carolina, and North Carolina. Hillside will open its football season August 20th at Greensboro Grimsley at 7:30. To hoops, former Broughton High School phenom Shavlik Randolph will continue his NBA career after signing a two-year contract with the Miami Heat. To girls track and field, Jack Britt Sonura Ellie O'Reilly is the 2009-2010 Gatorade Athlete of the Year.
This Hargrave High School Spotlight is brought to you by Hargrave Military Academy. Our admissions department will talk to you about the new NCAA rules, and if your son is affected, call 800-432-2840 or go to hargrave.edu.
Hello, I'm Marty Jones with Shoemate Heating and Air. When was the last time that you got more than you paid for? It doesn't happen very often, as best I can tell. Really, about the best that we can all expect is to actually get what we pay for. The common law of business prohibits paying a little and getting a lot. But really, there's more to it. You should not have to pay for more than you get either. At Shoemate, we've built our reputation on doing what we say and delivering more than we promise. Earning your trust is how we earn our living. I can guarantee you that if you use Shoemate for your heating and air needs, that you will definitely get value for your dollar. Not many folks in today's business world seem to think that's important, but we do. If getting what you pay for is important to you, we sincerely would appreciate it if you would give Shoemate a try the next time that you need heating and air conditioning help. We have more than 30 years of experience and dependability, and we back it up with a 100% money-back satisfaction guarantee in writing. Call Shoemate at 919-662-8040 or log on to ShoemateRaleigh.com for comfort you can count on. Carolina, I'm Marty Jones. You're listening to the Homeowners Helper here on the new 620 The Buzz. I'm joined here in the studio by Joe, Dwayne, and Bob of Pools Plumbing. We've been talking plumbing most of the morning, but we'll talk any kind of home improvement issue you've got. Love to help you with it. Pick up your phone and call us at 919-860-6200. It looks like while we were in the break, Sue called, and she's got a problem that she wants to talk about, but she doesn't want to be on the air for some reason. But anyway... Yeah, well, it could be, but her problem is that she's got some kind of smell under her sink. She knows that it's not a clogged drain because her sink's still draining okay. Her dishwasher's still draining okay. She's got a smell every time she opens the cabinets, I guess, that's kind of offensive. Smells like sewer gases or whatever. So can you guys walk her through that and tell her what that might be?
I think what she's got is a problem with an air admittance valve. It's due to the new way houses are built.
Now, we don't call them air admittance valves. Studervent. Yeah, Studervent. There you go.
Studer is the manufacturer of a venting device. But anyway, due to the new codes and everything, they can't drill through some of the studs they used to do back in the day and get it centered up under the kitchen sink. So we come up from the bottom of the kitchen sink and hook it up like that. And at the very top of that stack of pipe is an air admittance valve. And sometimes they get stuck open, and the best thing to do is just go down to the hardware store and get a new one and unscrew it and screw the other one back in.
Now, folks, if you don't know what that's about, you know, plumbing, in order for that slug of water to escape down the drain line, it needs air behind it, because otherwise it would create a vacuum in the plumbing pipe. So air's got to get into that system. So where is it going to get in? Historically, in the vast majority of houses out there, probably in just about everybody's house that's listening to us today, you have air vents, conventional air vents. Go all the way to the roof, and you drive by a subdivision, you look up on the back, you see all those plumbing lines sticking out of the roof. They're not there to catch rain. They're not roof drains. They're vent lines to allow air to get into the plumbing soil lines to allow the water to go out without a vacuum behind it. And a Studer vent is a air intake valve that's not going all the way to the exterior of the house. And, you know, under a lot of times under kitchen sinks is a good example. You'll have a nice big double window over that kitchen sink. You know, we all want to have that nice view while we're standing at the sink washing our hands in the dishes, right? But you can't get a vent stack to go straight up through the middle of that window. And you can't go horizontally and get out of that wall a lot of time and get all the way to the roof. So use a Studer vent.
Studer vent, right.
So that's what that deal is.
Anything like an island kitchen sink, something like that.
Always going to have a Studer vent on it.
A bar sink with a neat, you know, with an opening above it, you know, where you can't get that vent out. This is it's an acceptable way to vent.
It works. Yeah,
exactly.
And it's been around now for what, 15, 20 years?
We've been using them for a while.
Yeah, I can remember, and I'll give my age away a little bit, I can remember when they didn't exist, and I was shocked the first time I went and saw one. Those, what the heck is this? And found out I could actually use it, but now it's a common practice and common use item, and we see them in houses every day virtually. But earlier we were talking about the pipe having water hammer, and it could be that somebody has a ferrous iron material, you know, steel pipe, or it could be that they have copper pipe. And now we see we went through the curse word in the plumbing industry, polybutylene phase.
Oh, boy.
And then we've gone to various types of PEX, yeah. And there's still other types of pipe out there like PVC.
Right.
You know, there's some actually, I never quite understand this, why people have cold water PVC pipe in their house and hot water CPVC pipe in their house. You see that not a lot, but occasionally. So there's a lot of different types of materials out there that you can have plumbing pipe made out of. And I'm just curious, what, you know, where's the industry going? And, you know, have we finally reached a point where we're in good stead now? And God forbid if the iron pipe in my house or the steel pipe's rusted out, you know, what should I put back in it? You know, that kind of thing. So what do you guys think?
I think PEX is a great product. It's flexible. It helps with the labor intensity of it. If you have it on a well system, if you have copper on a well system, you could have high acidity in that well, and it'll eat your copper pipes.
Yeah, you get pin leaks in it like crazy.
I've gone into people's houses and they have multiple leaks in a 20-foot section, and so it fights against that. They had some problems back with the old Quest pipe, you know, the gray Quest pipe. That was a chemical. Best of my understanding is that was a chemical breakdown process.
I understood that chlorine in the water treatment system, sometimes if the chlorine level was too high, that would cause it to break down the piping. Is that what you saw? Or?
The manufacturer came to us and explained to us exactly what happened. There's some kind of additive that they put in there to actually make the molecular bond of that fitting, you know, and somehow that chemical did not settle out right. If you look at the fittings that broke down, it turns into a milky white looking, instead of gray, it has a milky white look to it, and it just breaks down.
So how long has PEX pipe been being used now? 15 years, something like that?
At least.
Yeah, in these areas, in these regions, I think it's been in Europe for well over 50 now. Right at 50 years.
So is that the progression that we're going to stop at for a while? We're not going to come out next year with still another type of material?
Well, you still have people that are holding on to CPVC. You know, it's there. We think there's disadvantages to CPVC, but a lot of people are using, you know, CPVC for the water system.
Well, I think CPVC is a handyman type material because you can cut and glue. And it's pretty, you know, pretty basic. But frankly, with PEX pipe now, you don't even have to have a banding tool. You can go out and buy those, you know, what do they call them, bayonet fittings, I think's the term for it. Is that the right term? You know, the slip joint fittings, you just slide right over and it grips?
Mm-hmm. You're talking like Shark Bite?
Yeah, well, I think that's a particular brand that I've seen. And
stab fitting.
Yeah,
it's
but...
It's somewhere you stab it.
And, I think somebody told me they were bayonet-type fittings, but yeah, that might not be the right term. I might be using an inappropriate term. But, yeah, they just literally slip over the end of the pipe. As long as you get a nice square cut, you insert it into the fitting square and slide it up there. It's got little gripping fingers, and as soon as it gets pressure on it, it's watertight. I haven't had a lot of experience with that material myself, but I can tell you when my water heater burst in the middle of the night, about 7 o'clock one night, and I had to run out and replace it, I grabbed some of those fittings, and they work really well, and frankly, they're still in place right now. I initially went along the lines of, I'm going to run and fix it right quick with these fittings, and then I'll come back and I'll mm-hmm. put on the crimp fittings later.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But then I started studying and reading and realized, hey, these are considered permanent as well.
Mm-hmm.
They're a little bit more expensive.
I've heard of issues with those. I was talking to an inspector one day, and he was talking about a whole project that a guy had used them on.
Wow, that would be
almost cost prohibitive. I don't know that I would do that, but to make a quick repair, you know. Now, we, you know, at Pools Plumbing, we use the crimp joints. So.
Okay, yeah, I like the crimp fittings too. Folks, if you need a good plumber, I strongly recommend these guys from Pools Plumbing. I've been doing it for a few years now, and they've been standing up 100% behind every customer I've ever sent to them. If you need a good plumber, call them at 919-661-6334. Guys, thanks so much for coming in today. I really appreciate y'all sharing your time with our listeners.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Good job. Thanks. Appreciate you coming in. Hope we'll be able to convince you to come back soon. Folks, we'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday morning at 8. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Have a great week. Stay cool out there if you can.
Boy, that went quick.
Trying not to stare the night that I first met you. You had me mesmerized. And 3 weeks later in the front.
Hello, I'm Marty Jones with Shoemate Heating and Air. When was the last time that you got more than you paid for? It doesn't happen very often, as best I can tell. Really, about the best that we can all expect is to actually get what we pay for. The common law of business prohibits paying a little and getting a lot. But really, there's more to it. You should not have to pay for more than you get either. At Shoemate, we've built our reputation on doing what we say and delivering more than we promise. Earning your trust is how we earn our living. I can guarantee you that if you use Shoemate for your heating and air needs, that you will definitely get value for your dollar. Not many folks in today's business world seem to think that's important, but we do. If getting what you pay for is important to you, we sincerely would appreciate it if you would give Shoemate a try the next time that you need heating and air conditioning help. We have more than 30 years of experience and dependability, and we back it up with a 100% money-back satisfaction guarantee in writing. Call Shoemate at 919-662-8040 or log on to ShoemateRaleigh.com. For comfort you can count on.
Vertical Urge, the Triangle's best skate shop, is also your home for summer apparel. T-shirts, button-downs, and board shorts from brands like Quiksilver, Volcom, Ruka, and more. A great selection of sunglasses by Oakley, Spy, Electric, and great summer kicks by Vans and Sanuk. Break away from the cookie cutter. Stand out at the neighborhood pool. It's Vertical Urge, located at 7407 Six Forks Road in North Raleigh, and their website, verticalurge.com.
Turnkey. It's a word you hear often these days. Now meet the only turnkey sales, installation, maintenance, and repair fireplace company in the Triangle. We are a new flue chimney and fireplace, and as we open our stunning new showroom in Cary, featuring both traditional wood burning and gorgeous gas fireplaces, we'd like to extend an invitation to simplify your life. Look, if you own a home, you will need quality fireplace service at some point. Why chase around town looking for this service or that product? Get everything you need right here at a new flue chimney and fireplace. Online at anewflue.com.
This has been Homeowners Helper, brought to you by Shoemate Air Conditioning and Heating. Tune in again next Saturday morning at 8 for more information on making the old home place the best place it can be.
It's all your fault, George and Kathy exclaimed. This is Ron Trzynski of the Original Mattress Factory, and I was a bit nervous about what was going to come next as I read this letter sent to Lisa, one of our sales associates. We purchased 2 full-size mattresses from you based on your sales presentation, and we have enjoyed the best, most comfortable, deep, and relaxing sleep we've had in many years. The letter continued, "We are sleeping so well that it has disrupted our daily schedule, hence the tardiness of our..."
The new 620. The